This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome, I'm Natalie Pincham, and this is the February 14th podcast from JNS Pediatrics. It includes articles on the following topics: Chiari malformation, syringomyelia, and tumor resection. Relationship of syrinx size and tonsillar descent to spinal deformity in Chiari malformation type 1 with associated syringomyelia. A clinical article by Jacob Godzik and colleagues. Nearly 50% of patients with Chiari malformation and syringomyelia are diagnosed with spinal deformity. This rate is nearly tenfold the prevalence of spinal deformity in the overall population, hinting at an underlying pathogenic mechanism that may predispose those with Chiari malformation and syringomyelia to progressive spinal imbalance. The authors performed an observational cohort study to evaluate the association between syrinx size and spinal deformity in 92 patients with Chiari malformation and syringomyelia. They found that a larger syrinx size corresponded to the frequency of spinal deformity in the cohort, with 12 times greater odds of spinal deformity with a syrinx diameter over 6 millimeters. Unexpectedly, the authors also found that moderate tonsillar descent between 5 and 12 millimeters had a higher rate of spinal deformity independently of syrinx size. Together, these findings suggest that both intraspinal and cervicovertebral junction pathology may contribute to the development of spinal deformity in patients with Chiari malformation. Hypertrophic olivary degeneration in a child following midbrain tumor resection. Longitudinal diffusion tensor imaging studies. A case report by Goons, Orman, and co-authors. Hypertrophic olivary degeneration is a secondary transsynaptic deafferentation of the inferior olivary nucleus that occurs after disruption of the dentato-rubro-olivary pathway or Guillain-Mollaret triangle. Hypertrophic olivary degeneration is diagnosed by magnetic resonance imaging. It is characterized by enlargement and hyperintense signal on T2-weighted images of the inferior olivary nucleus. In children who have a brainstem or cerebellar tumor, it is important to be aware of the possible occurrence of hypertrophic olivary degeneration and differentiate that from tumor recurrence and metastatic lesions. The management and prognosis of hypertrophic olivary degeneration, tumor recurrence, or metastatic lesions are vastly different. Hypertrophic olivary degeneration is a dynamic process, and the neuroimaging findings change over time. Using diffusion tensor imaging, the authors quantified the longitudinal microstructural changes of the different components of the Guillain-Mollaret triangle in a child with hypertrophic olivary degeneration after surgery for a low-grade midbrain tumor. They discuss how their results match the previous histological findings in patients with hypertrophic olivary degeneration. The authors emphasize the role of diffusion tensor imaging in investigating in vivo microstructural changes in pediatric brain diseases. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.